Britain is calling on the international community to be generous toward Iraq at the donors conference that opened Thursday in Madrid. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has told a news conference in London that if international donors are charitable to Iraq, it will benefit the rest of the Middle East and the world.
I hope that countries give generously, because whatever people think, whether they agree with the conflict in Iraq or didn't, the fact of the matter is Iraq can get back on its feet, or get on its feet actually for the first time in decades, and go forward and do well. And that will have a huge impact on the region, on the wider world, and on stability.
Britain has pledged nearly $900 million in aid for Iraq. The United Nations and the World Bank estimate Iraq will need $36 billion over the next 4 years, and the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq says the total need could be $55 billion. Mr. Blair made his appeal as the British charity agency Christian Aid said the Coalition Provisional Authority cannot account for $4 billion of Iraqi reconstruction funds. The group says the money includes UN Oil for Food funds, assets seized from the Saddam Hussein regime, and revenue from Iraqi oil sales. Christian Aid is calling on the international community to demand a proper accounting of existing Iraqi funds. A spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Madrid questioned the timing of the report and said it was a distraction from the donors' conference. In Baghdad, the authority said it is committed to transparency and accountability in handling Iraq's money. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.